His empire would eventually stretch from Korea to Eastern Europe. He was the mightiest ruler of his day, and perhaps ever in the history of the world. A man some dubbed the Man of the Millennium. His story is one that is traveling the nation right now, and it's our story on this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
On the Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about stories from rural and agricultural America. On episode 53, it's Wayne Kreitz, the farmer who fought the courts for his own grain.
And if they blocked us any other way, I was going to form a bucket brigade.
In episode 52, meet the college kid making a living by sharing agriculture with tourists.
Agritourism, I feel like they're the unsung heroes of the ag industry because they kind of help bridge the gap between farm to table.
Get Farming the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. He was born sometime in the year 1162 and would become one of the great rulers of a large empire.
At that time, the people were hundreds of nomadic tribes. There weren't borders to countries, so with all of these tribes that were constantly in conflict and in battle with each other, his vision was to create order.
Michael Tritt is speaking of Genghis Khan, the subject of a traveling exhibit at Kansas City's Union Station.
Sort of the impetus of his vision for what could be, and really what he ended up creating, which was the largest land empire in history.
Genghis Khan is sometimes thought of as an evil character from history. There's no doubt he was a feared conqueror.
He did conquer a lot of people. He gave them fair warning, like, I am coming. He would send a messenger ahead. I am coming. You will submit or you will perish. So he gave them a choice. And those that didn't believe him, you know, faced their doom.
Bringing nomadic tribes and lands together allowed Genghis Khan to do things never before seen.
And to create what we call the Silk Road or the Spice Road, which really created the first international trading approach to that time, which was 900 years ago. It was a radical idea.
Michael says he hears a common theme from those who see this exhibit.
I knew a little. I didn't know how much I didn't know. And that's what fascinates people. They leave feeling enriched, not only from the story of Genghis Khan, but also the culture he created.
And that culture he created impacts us yet today. And you probably never realized it. I'll tell you how next time as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.